This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk. Did you know that there are thousands of sailing events of all types around the world? Dramatic photos are captured with the bows of boats pitching into the waves upwind or colorful spinnakers billowing downwind. There are races that are in bays, in straits, in gulfs, fjords, in bights, sounds, coves, and on lakes, and in the Atlantic, Pacific, and Indian Oceans. There are yacht clubs and community sailing programs in countries around the world. There are super yacht races, tall ship races, dinghy races, collegiate races, and teams preparing for the Olympics for their respective countries. The photographers and media professionals who cover these races capture photographs and words to describe the passion, the excitement, the crashes, and the mastery of the moments as sailors, pro and amateur, compete for cups and prizes of all shapes and sizes. In the U.S., over 84 million adults participated in sailing last year, and more than 11 million boats were registered. Sailing in the Indian Ocean and along the Nile through Egypt, there are dhows, the wooden boats of all shapes and sizes that fishermen and traders have been sailing in for thousands of years. Our tall ship history is abundant with culture and cargo and skilled people traveling from country to country, continent to continent. In 2020, Sailsport Talk cannot expect to cover all the news, but what you can expect from us is that we will be talking with people who are passionate about what they do, people who have courage, who have drive, and who have vision, but also with people with a profound love of the world's waterways, whose most precious moments are often silently experienced as a small human being on a planet where life above and below the water is so prevalent, we oftentimes don't think about how small the land is in comparison. It is no wonder that we are fascinated with the people who sail for sport and pleasure, and the many other types of boats that are part of our connections to each other in life on Earth. This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk, and we welcome you to the world of sailing in 2020. In America, in the next 2 weeks, there are boat shows in Houston, Texas, Portland, Oregon, Chicago, Illinois, Nashville, Tennessee, Kansas, Missouri, Los Angeles, California, Stuart, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, and Naples, Florida. You don't have to be a competitive sailor to enjoy and experience fun on the water. Any boat is fun on the water. If you want to try it out, visit a local boat show, network with people who are there, and find out about your local community of sailors and power boaters. This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk.
All right, you hear the music and you know what's next. It's time for SailsportTalk.com. We do this every Tuesday at 9:40 in the a.m. Rick Tittle, nice to have you with us alongside Karen Lyle, who co-hosts this segment with me. How are you doing, Karen?
We're doing just great, Rick.
Good to hear. Let's bring in our guests. It's Melissa Sopata from the Elkhorn Yacht Club. And Melissa, is this true? When the pandemic started, you said, I'm going on my boat, I'm out, and that was it?
I didn't have much of a choice, but the short answer is yes.
Melissa, it's so good to have you on the show, and I understand that you just did this wonderful weekend for the Pacific Interclub Yachting Association delegates in Monterey, which included some whale watching. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, you bet. Actually, the Elkhorn Yacht Club is situated in Moss Landing, which is smack dab between Monterey and Santa Cruz, and it's at the mouth of the Elkhorn Slough. So we're right at the beginning of a canyon that gives so much life to the Monterey Bay. And the delegates came down. They haven't been down in a while, so we got to show off. We're an all-volunteer club, and it was a lovely evening. Friday night, Irish music and apps. Saturday, we woke up to what appeared to be some gloom and low wind, but it didn't stop our skippers from taking some folks out, and some who had never been out there, which I was very surprised. We had some lovely, very close encounters with whales and seals and dolphins and all the birds, and I don't even think we were a mile off land. It was an amazing adventure, and We did wrap up our weekend with the business, but there was a lot of fun in between. And for those who have not been down to the Monterey Bay, and specifically Moss Landing, I am not a California native, although I've been visiting here for decades. It is the most alive place that I have been in all of California. It's just the wildlife is there year-round.
Now, tell us a little bit more about Elkhorn, its origins, and where it's based, please.
So, yeah, so the Elkhorn Yacht Club sits on Highway 1, just as you enter the small town of Moss Landing, population 708. It's got a very old, rich history of being a fishing town. And Elkhorn started in 1946. It started in a little town called Watsonville, and the very first yacht club was built on a barge. And in 1953, I believe it was, they moved the barge from the water to the land and have since expanded the property. Elkhorn doesn't own their harbor, although it is a little isolated from the commercial fishermen. There's a tiny little harbor that sits by the yacht club, but they do own the land. And sadly and ironically, that yacht club may end up back on a barge with the rising waters. And so Elkhorn's been down there, and they've been a very active, small but active sailing club. Lots of events with both Santa Cruz and Monterey. They're on land. They're 20 minutes in each direction. And so lots of racing, lots of sports fishermen, lots of casual cruisers, and a handful of power boaters.
Melissa, what has it been like for you living there? Because I think you have chosen the boating lifestyle 24/7, and that was just a choice that you haven't looked back on. Can you tell us a little bit what the life is like for you?
Well, I will tell you that I started my digital nomad life in my land yacht and then moved to my water yacht. I have not looked back. It has probably been one of the best decisions I've ever made. I've never been more happy. I am a single woman, although I do have a life partner now who's wonderful, and he too is a trained sailor, although we did walk away from the sailing life for a little bit, but found ourselves back into it. I bought my boat in November of 19 with actually plans to move it up to Washington, and the whole world fell apart. And at that point, I moved on to my boat. I actually have a power boat. Yes, I'm a stink potter for all those sailors out there. But I've got a beautiful 38-foot Bayliner that provides wonderful living space. And as a new resident to California, again, unexpectedly, and a new boat owner, unexpectedly, the universe speaks and makes things happen sometimes. I moved on to the boat and stayed there through the pandemic, and I got to tell you, it was, my heart breaks for those that struggled. I had a wonderful pandemic in a new community with a lot of other displaced folks. A lot of the folks in Elkhorn that are there full-time that were on their boats are from other places, so we had a chance to pot up. We were fed regularly by one of our dock neighbors who was a sports fisherman, which was lovely. And so we found a surrogate family through the pandemic. And every morning was waking up to French press coffee, somebody playing a guitar, and beautiful sunrises, sunsets, and just wildlife everywhere.
Do you ever get to the point where you lose your mind and you want to smash the guitar and get off the boat?
Never. I can't tell you how much I've promoted this life to people. I don't think I've had... Peace comes from within, but your surroundings sure do affect it. I don't think I have ever had this much peace and excitement in my home, in an apartment, anywhere. You just wake up to the beauty, and it's hard not to feel connected. And there's something about the ions from the water and the wind that just, it makes life good. And I'll tell you, it's a really affordable way to live. When you're not paying a mortgage, replacing your steering or getting your bottom painted isn't such a bad blow to the pocketbook.
I think after my prom, I got my bottom painted. Sorry, I threw that in there. We're just speaking with Melissa Sopata from Elkhorn Yacht Club. Tell us a little bit more about Monterey Bay and that that three-day-long crazy weekend.
Oh, it's amazing. Well, and we were sitting right at prime time. October, November are really the most beautiful times weather-wise. Little touch and go lately, but weather-wise, it's absolutely beautiful. It's normally it's sunny and 70 degrees days, palm seas, and the algae bloom that brings in all of the anchovies and sardines starts about this time. It's a wonderful anomaly. There are so many documentaries on the Monterey Bay. We're all so close here. Please take a listen to a documentary and check it out. But as the smaller fish come in to feed on the algae, you'll start to see the larger mammals come in. And so it's a whale frenzy. It's also a tremendous stop off for a lot of the migrating whales. So you'll see their whales year round. But the migration has also been great. And right before we went out whale watching, I went and checked with some of their whale watching sites. The orca pods were off the chain, and they were seeing large pods of orca. So we see pretty much every whale that crosses the down the coast in the Monterey Bay because it is such a great stop-off for them. It's so nutrient-rich. And through the efforts of many nonprofit organizations and the government, the Monterey Bay Sanctuary, which goes from basically just south of Carmel all the way up to Año Nuevo, now that that's protected, they're seeing more wildlife coming back. The osprey are back. The otters have a really rich life. And also on the docks over by Elkhorn, we had a chance to speak to a gentleman who's working with Nat Geo on doing some photography work, but also seeding the kelp beds. So the ecological efforts that are going in to preserve this unbelievably nutrient-rich section of the bay is again, I think, one of California's biggest shining stars. And another thing about the Monterey Bay that is absolutely fascinating and interesting, that is a canyon under the water that is larger than the Grand Canyon, sitting right here, right off the coast of California. And because it's so close to shore in a lot of spots, and because it's so deep, even viewing wildlife from the stretches of beaches is not unheard of.
Tell us, Melissa, how about the sea lions and your relationship with them? Do you have them in that area?
You know, they're like my crazy uncle. You only have to see them once a year, and you just smile and nod, right? It's kind of entertaining. So the sea lions, they are out in the water, and they mostly live in the South Harbor at Elkhorn, or I should say Moss Landing. So there's actually two harbors there. I have yet to find, and I am friends with researchers and eco folks and tourists. I have no idea why those sea lions only live in South Harbor. But if anybody wants to go down to South Harbor, that's where all the commercial fishermen are. Buy some fresh fish off the dock to take home. But the sea lions are everywhere. For whatever reason, they do not come to the North Harbor, which is where you're going to find Elkhorn situated. So when the wind blows right, you can hear the bark in the distance. But thankfully, there's no contest for stepping over and making your way to your boat. The only time, and again, don't know why, the only time you will ever see a sea lion in the North Harbor in Moss Landing is if either A, they have run away from a shark attack or whale attack, or they're not doing so well. And so they will go up there to seek refuge. So in the North Harbor at Elkhorn, what you'll find are harbor seals, which are very quiet and not so stinky, otters, birds, and every once in a while you'll see some rays come through the harbor itself.
Did you ever have...
I certainly have had... Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Karen.
Oh, Melissa, I certainly have had my encounters with sea lions in Pier 39 and not being able to dock my boat because they'd taken over the slip. And so it's great that you don't have to struggle with it. I know what you mean when you're saying that you're not having to worry about that particular thing because they can be pretty aggressive.
Yes, well, I have had two attempted otter break-ins that... you know, there's no video footage, but you're going to have to, well, actually there is video footage. It's on my Facebook page. But the otters will come because I am a powerboat and I have a swim deck. The otters come and get comfy there quite frequently. And spring is a really great time, too, because those little otter babies are just adorable. And again, if you don't want to bring your boat down, go rent a kayak, bring a kayak and go up the slough. But we have more interactions with the otters than we do the sea lions up in North Harbor.
Well, if the otters steal something, you can see it on their chest as they swim away, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and P.S. and by the way, if you have a small dog, keep it in tow. They've been known to steal small dogs.
Oh, Lord. All right. Well, we'll end on that happy note. Melissa Sopata from the Elkhorn Yacht Club, a member club of Pacific Interclub Yacht Association. That's the PICYA. Melissa, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. And may I please give a shout out to Patty, who introduced me to you guys. She's a lovely human out of the South Beach Yacht Club, and she's been my mentor at PICYA. And thank you so much for your time today, and everybody, smooth seas out there.
You too.
Great
and Karen,
to have you.
Yeah, Karen, good talking to you again as well.
Good talking to you.